There are three parts to finish up for today. Okay? First one is we're going to have the explanation of, this is what we're doing today, game plan. Explanation of Machlokes, Ron and Ashi, which we started doing in the huddle, and yesterday we'll go over that. After that, we'll connect that to the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah, and other Nafshimimas. We'll end off with the Zman Hazeh. Do we get married? A specific day with the Pnei Yeshua and Halacha Maisa. That's the plan of action. Within that, so we said, what is this Machlokes, Rashi, and the Ron? A lot of it has to do with how do you understand the Gemara, as we had said, the Gemaras are about Beis, Gimel, and Hay. How do you, the relationship, with understanding the Gemara and Daf Gimel from Rosh Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Because Rosh Shmuel Bar Yitzchak had said, Lo Shanu, Elo Mitakanas Ezra, Ve'elach, She'in Vati Dim Kvun, El Vashini Ve'chamish. But, Kodim Takanas Ezra, She'vati Dim Kvun, V'chol Yom, Yishin Yisei Tzim V'chol Yom. Women can get married every day. Gemara says, Kodim Takanas Ezra, Mind the Haba Haba, what are you trying to tell me? She says, Ochi Kama, Yiika Vati Dim Kvun Ha'enna, then it's Kikodim Takanas Ezra, and therefore you should give me Nisei B'chol Yom. The question is, how do you learn this Gemara? And then how do you learn the next step of Habi Hanshaktu and the Tarifa? So there are two different ways, we saw this in the Rishonim, which then have an implication into the Rambam also. Okay, let's have a small chart over here, where you guys learned it today. We have the Zchut of learning the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich also to help us understand what this Machlokes is. Let's first start with the understanding of Ron and Rov Rishonim of how to understand how I understood before looking at the Shittim Kubetzes, etc. The Ron looks at this Gemara and Rov Rishonim, and they say what? They say what this Gemara is saying is that Bisman Hazeh, that nowadays, right? Bisman Hazeh, nowadays, is there a Takana of Ezra?
No.
What was the Takana of Ezra? The Takana of Ezra is that the Beis Din sat on Monday and Thursday. The Takana of Ezra, they could sit whenever they want, all days were equal. But now, the Ezra made a Takana on Monday and Thursday, the Beis Din sit. So nowadays, there is no Takana, in Takanas Ezra Nahu.
What's that Rosh Tables?
What'd you say?
What's the Rosh Tables?
Bisman Hazeh. Nowadays. Okay. And, therefore, what do we then understand? Here comes one of the big pieces. As a result of Takanas Ezra not being Nahu, therefore, is there a set date for somebody to get married? No. According to Rov Rishonim, what is it? We're talking about Rov Rishonim or Rashi? We're talking about Rov Rishonim, they did not say what they said.
I did the Takana Ezra stop.
What was it said?
I did the Takana Ezra stop.
Well, I don't know exactly the historical. It says when they right. I don't know.
Didn't the Ron bring in?
Let's read it again. Right, we had said that Bisman Hazeh, right? The Ron and Rov Rishonim say as follows. Okay, Bisman Hazeh, there's no Takana Ezra being no hay, and but he says what? There's still a set time. There was still a set time. What was the set time? Let's put it in green here. He says there was still a set time. The green over here. This is what? What's the set time? There is a set time.
Wednesday.
Okay? Yom Ravid. Why was that set up? Why was that set up? Because of?
Shabbat.
Okay? He says there's still a set time. There's still a set time, okay? Because of Shabbat, okay? And there, because you need the 3 days, Shabbat. You need the 3 days. But then, what did the Gemara then ask? The Gemara then asked and said what? How can you get married on Isha Nisei's B'chol Yom? Isn't there a set time? Yom Ravidi. So what did the Gemara say? Don't you need Shabbat? So what did the Gemara answer? No problem. Because of Torah. Because of that, comes the Ran and Rav Rishonim and say, this is also not only true, Bizman Hazeh, but also what? Was also true at the time of the Mishnah. We now can't go back to the Mishnah. Get what? Just like over here, because of Torah, I now can come and uproot a set time that Bizman Hazeh, there is still a set time for Yom Rabi'i because of Shabtu, but Torah comes and uproots a set time. So too in the time of the Mishnah. Even though there was a Takanas Ezra Nahum, right? The Takanas Ezra Nahum, they needed what? A set time. Yom Rabi'i, now we're only talking for Basula. But what? Was it, what did the Ranan say? What do they say now? That I, the Gemara, what? Does he say exclude something? The Ran says no, right? The Ran and Rav Rishonim come and say that what? Once you have Tarach, what can you do? You can also get married. Tarach, they come and say what? That takes care of it. That takes care of the Shaftu. And therefore what? Can you get married on Sunday? Yes. You get married on Sunday. As they said, the Maskana, they get married on Sunday. Meaning, where did they get this from? They get it from Bizman Hazeh. How they read this Gemara, how the Ran read this Gemara, again, was Hachi Kamar, Iyika Bati Dim Nekvuin La Edna, Kekodim Takanas Ezra, Isha Nises Bechol Yom. A woman could get married despite having a set day, despite having a set time, but because of what? How can you do that? Shoftu. So he says, Torah Klei. The bottom line is how they learned it. Torah can come and uproot a set day. So too, by the time of Mishnah, even though you have a set time, Torah can come and uproot it. That was clear that the Ran had said. The clear, what I'm adding right now, this piece is part of the Chiddush of how Rav Shmuel explained this machlokes. And just to put it out there, we saw Rashi was the other one. How did Rashi understand this? We'll start from Bizman Hazeh. Rashi had said Bizman Hazeh. What does he say over here? He also agrees, Ein Takanas Ezra Nahu. And then what? What's the next piece? What's the major part that they argue on then? As a result of Ein Takanas Ezra Nahu, then what? Is there a set time? No set time. There is no set time. And therefore what? As a result of no set time, therefore an Isha to be Nises B'chol Yom. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? How could it be then that she's Nises B'chol Yom? What does the Gemara ask? How about Shabtu? What does the Gemara answer? Tircha. That's how Rashi will understand the Bizman Hazeh. But what does he then go with the time of the Mishnah? Rashi would say Bizman Mishnah. We have the Takanas Ezra. Once you have the Takanas Ezra, then what happens? Do I care if Torah or not Torah? Even if Torah, Afilu Torah, it still doesn't work. Because if you had Tanis Tzulim, and therefore what? Therefore Torah doesn't work, and therefore you still need Yom Rabi'i. You cannot get married. Doesn't help. Okay? Tanis Psulim, still not a problem in Tanis Psulim. It's not true. Tanis Gemara said, even though you have Tanis Psulim, what the Gemara asked, the Tina say, be Yom Rishon. The bottom line, according to Rashi, Rashi says that once you have a Takana, like over here, you have a Takana of a set time, once you have a Takana of a set time, it doesn't matter, even though the principle of Taima, of Shaktu, could be taken care of Tarach, you still need it to be Yom Rabi'i. So therefore, if you read this inside so far, let's go read this inside. This is part A. Part A, which will then lead into understanding the Machlokas, also the Rambam and Tur, and understanding what the nature of Shaktu is also. But to read it again, Rashi reads the Gemara and says that you want to know. Rashi reads the Gemara and wants to say, you want to know what it says, Gimel Malach, that says, Bizman Hazeh. Isha Nisis Bechol Yom. How does Rashi understand that? Is there a set time now to be married? No. There's no set time to be married. And therefore the Gemara said, Isha Nisis Bechol Yom. Gemara says, Haki Bechol Yom, go you have Shom Teru. The Gemara says, Tircha. That's how Rashi explained it. And we explained yesterday, that's how Rashi then reads the Mishnah. Rashi then reads the Mishnah and said, "Besula Nises Biyom Rivii," going up to the Zman Mishnah. We have the Takanas Ezra, and within it, we specifically don't bring up Taimas Besulim at the beginning, but we bring up Ta'amim, that the idea of Takanas Ezra to teach me that even if you did do Torah, still doesn't matter because you have the Takana. He needs to be done Yom Rabbi. And that's what we had said within Rashi, the Takanas Chachamim is that Davka is Psula on Davka Yom Rabbi, and it's telling me not what? Not Yom Rishon. That's what we had said yesterday within how to read the Mishnah according to Rashi. I'll leave with the Shifta Mekumbetzes. Okay? That's what we did yesterday, and that's what we explained at the beginning of today. Any questions on this before we then go on to then go to the next step? Yes?
Can you just repeat how Rashi applies these other texts to Mishnah?
Rashi basically says, I read Daf Gimel Malaf. If you would ask me, that's how I would read it also, Daf Gimel Malaf. It says that nowadays, since we don't have Takana Sezra, we go like Kodim Takana Sezra. And therefore, there is no set time. And since there is no set time, therefore, the Yishuv Kavini says, B'chol Yom. And the Gemara asks, how can that be? Don't we have a Takana Shav? The Gemara says, no problem, Tircha. So Rashi says, this is all true, but Bizman Azeh. But at the time of the Mishnah, once we have the Takana Ezra, it doesn't matter that the Tainus of Sulim could be taken care of by getting married in Yom Rishon. It doesn't matter that I could take care of the Shavta reason because of Tarek. It doesn't matter. Once there's a Takana, and there's the Takana Ezra is there, Tarek doesn't help. Okay? And that's how we read it into the Mishnah yesterday, I'll leave with the Shita and Kubetzes. The second way we read the Mishnah. Okay? As opposed to the Ron, so the major point comes in, how can then the Ron say that it applies, as he says, beautiful. He says, Bizman Azeh Arid Daf Gimel. There's no Takana Ezra, no. Still, there is a set time, but even though it's a set time, because of Shavtu, Torah can come and what? Uproot that. So just like Torah can uproot a set time, Bizman Azeh, Torah can also uproot a set time, Bizman HaMishnah. That's how the Ron will be sure to argue with Rosh. Now this exact machlokas now comes to the next step of again reading Daf Gimel, but the machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah. Who can tell me the two dinim when you're reading the Rambam and the Torah? There are two different dinim that we then went on. And tell me both, number one, what's the nature of Shavtu? Okay, what was the machlokas, the Rambam and the Torah? What does the Rambam say?
You don't necessarily...
What are the two dinim of the Rambam?
You need to prepare, there's no set day.
The Rambam says two dinim. Number one, good. He says that what? That Bizman Azeh. What did he say Bizman Azeh?
You need 3 days, but there's no set day.
Bizman Azeh, he says there is no set day. Meaning, Isha Niseis B'chol Yom. Correct? Yeah. No set day. But what else does he say?
3 days.
When it says sharp two, what is it equal?
3 days.
Must be 3 days.
Okay, that's the Rambam. Then what do we have?
The Torah.
What does the Torah say?
Just the opposite.
Not necessarily 3 days.
It says, Bizman Azeh, do I actually need 3 days?
No.
He doesn't mention that. What does he mention? He mentions that you have to prepare the Suda, Hachonas, Suda, Kira'u. Prepare. And then what does he say about Shaktu? Sorry. I messed that up. Sorry about that. Let's do that again. Bizman Azeh. Is there a set day?
Yeah.
He mentions Yom Revi'i. He says the only way you don't have to do Yom Revi'i is if you did what? Shaktu, which is what? Hachanas Suda Kerakul. And again, the Rosh Hashiva of Popovich wants to know, what's this machlokas? There are different ways to explain the machlokas, but one of the ways he connected it to what we just did right over here. And because built into the question over here, as we're going to see, is also the question of the Marsha, which is, do I really need 3 days or not? But before we get to the Marsha, let's finish up this point. How does he connect the machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah together with me, with Ron and Rashi? Yeah, what do you got? What do you say?
So I'm just a question on the Torah. He says that it's Wednesday because of Shakti, but you can get rid of it because of Tar Tircha.
What the Torah says, let's read the language of the Torah. The Torah's language, I gave it to you on the sources, so you can also see it inside of the sheet, as long as it's not cut off. The Torah's language. And Simon Samach Tahor, Bisman Azeh, Ain Zman Kavua, the Yeshiva's based in Yachol Lisa, the Cholium Chigirtz and Mimotachol, Uvilvach Yellow Tsarchis Suda Mukhan. He doesn't say 3 days, he says it's got to be Tsarchis Suda Mukhan. Vim Elo Mukhan, Lo Yisa Kodem Yom Revi. So he mentions that Bisman Azeh, that you do have a time. Who is that like? Who does he say that what? Bisman Azeh, what do you have? You have a set time. Who's that like?
The Ran.
So that's why comes Rabbi Yishmael and says that the Ran is like the Torah. And Rashi's like the Rambam. That's how he's going to connect it to the screen inside. But then the point is also not just to connect the dots, but also to see how they read the Gemara. Because how are they going to then get to? How are they going to get to the definitions of Shaktu also? Okay? Look at it inside. Vinir di Yisod Kohanam Pluto, the Rambam Vitor Chanahim. The Yisod of the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tor. Of number one, Bisman Azeh, is there a set day or not a set day? Number two, what is the definition of Shaktu? Which happens to be pretty crazy. Says Yisha, I don't understand how can the Havamina that it's not 3 days. If the Gemara says Shaktu, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Now, just to be fair, the Marsha, as we had said, it can be also just one day. Okay, so obviously he wasn't as bothered by your question, but that's part of the issue. What do we have here? Comes Vinir di Yisod Kohanat Kuntu the Rambam Bator Chani. It's one Yisod. That which the Rambam says, there is no set time. He's going to learn like Rashi. How does he learn the Gemara? Look at the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that nowadays, Bisman Azeh, Tarich helps. L'konsu b'chol yom. The Rambam sphere lake. Where's the Rambam? Oh, Deicha b'kavu chachom zman nisuin, just like Rashi had said, lo yitachem le'meimar, the osi hide the Torah, v'okri the takanta the Rambam. Rashi the Rambam both had said, it's very nice you have Torah, but that's only if you don't have a what? A takanta the Rambam. The rabbis here didn't set a set time. But once we have the zman ha-mishnah, takanta Ezra, Torah ke'am kam and what? A brute. Torah cannot uproot this takana. Okay? Torah cannot uproot the takana. But Bisman Azeh, therefore, what, because of that, what makes sense then? It must be that when Torah does help a Daf Gimel, what must be their takana of a set time is their bell? If Torah does help over here, it must be, Mr. Jacobs, that there is no takana of a set time over here. Umizeh muhrach the bisman azeh. Let a clock viutzma v'lachin mu'il hayt the Torah v'atim alisav v'chol yom. As opposed to the Torah we said goes like the Ran. Da'afecha the kapuz ma'ai suin. Even if you did have a set time, what did we learn? The Ran says, even if you have a set time, can the Torah come and uproot it?
Yes.
Yes! So too, the Torah can uproot over here, And that's what he says, last three lines. Achina tour sphere leg. Like Shiva's around. Avgecha the kabus malani. So he knows he set a time. Mikomakom chai chomer de mahani hotarech to uproot the takana. Came to Mishiai Gavna. What's this thing? Lack of time of takana makes a lot of sense logically. Why? There's no more time. The psulim, we said you can even get married on Sunday. I shocked you. I did Torah. There's no more problem. Vashel Achin, I'm on the second page. Sphere Leila Torah, the like a Raya Misugyan. There's no Raya from the Sugya, the Bisman Azeb. Lo Kabuz Mali Sugya. Therefore, the Torah said there is no Raya whatsoever that they didn't set a time. They did set a time. Right? They did set a time because the point is, as the Gemara said in Daf Gimel, the Torah comes and can uproot this. He says, came the b'chiyai gav and lekel time takana, v'asher l'chein svirle l'tur, the lekel raya mi sugyan, di bizmana zelo kavu zman l'ni sud. Therefore, the tour holds, there is no proof from our sugya that said that there is no set time. It could even be that there is a set time, but Tarach works and does what? Uproots it. And that's why it doesn't make sense that even though at the time of the Mishnah I had a set time, still Torah comes and can uproot it. I mean, that's where the logic for the run makes a lot, will make sense, because I have a precedent here to tell me there actually is a set time. Again, at first glance, when I would read Daf Gimel, I would say like this, that Ha'inna, that there's no base, there's no set time. But it's not necessarily true. Okay, that's what he said. There's no proof in the Gemara. You can very much read. There's no takana says from. There is a set time, but Tarach works to uproot it. Okay? Then he goes and goes to the next step. What's his next step? He then says, because of this, we can now understand Shaktu. Why each person defines Shaktu their way. Can somebody tell me how they read the Gemara, each one? Mr. Orbach, what do you say? How then is he going to say Shaktu? What now is the Rambam going to say about Shaktu? What's the Torah going to say about Shaktu? Based on this analysis. What forces them to say that Shaktu, according to the Rambam, is three actual days, and the Torah says that Shaktu is Hachana Suda Karot? This is what he now comes and explains. Till now you got it?
Yeah.
Even though that's a terrible pedagogical question?
No.
But okay. Now, you know, I learned that in teacher school. Like, do you get it? You know, most people are not going to say, no, I don't understand what you're saying. Till now we've explained this machlokes, and we've now explained the Bisman Azet. That it's exactly Rambam and Tur is the Rambam's like Rashi, the Tur is like Iran, whether Bisman Azet there was a set time or not, and that also has implications for the time of the mission. Comes Rav Shmuel and explains this is why the force the Rambam to understand Shaktu his way and the Torah his way. How they read that Gemara and Daf Gimel. So look at it inside. We're now up to, right after the parentheses on page Gimel. He says that since the Rambam holds the Kiva, just severely the Rambam to the Zman Azeh, like we said over here, the Rambam held there's absolutely no set time nowadays, like the way I would read the Gemara is simply the lack of tvi'ut zman nisun, the rabbis didn't say you must get married on a Wednesday. Al korchach hutzruch lomar together takana shaktu shechivu chacham sheitrach kimoyam. What forces him? Since there's no set time, what forces him now to say that shaktu is gimoyam? What's going to force him? Because of this, that he reads daf gimel. Right? The zman hazeh is daf gimel. I want to put that in your notes, right? Bisman Azeh, how do you learn Daf Gimel? Okay? Daf Gimel. Aim, Takana says, no, there is no set time. So then the Gemara says, so Isha Nises B'chol Yom. Now at this point, this is what forces him, the Rambam, to learn his definition of Shaktu. Can anybody help me understand why? Isha Nises B'chol Yom. Now ask the Gemara what? How can a woman get married every day? What is the problem? Shaktu. Says the Rambam, the only way I can understand that is what? If Shaktu is 3 days. Because if Shaktu would be exactly like The tour. If Shakti would be like what the tour said, which is what? Hachana Sadhu Sudakaroi. Who says I need 3 days? Maybe it could be 1 day, maybe it could be a half a day, I can hire a caterer.
An hour.
Jackie from LA. From LA, right? But the point is what? An LA wedding doesn't happen now. Now, what we got? That's what he says, reading inside. Al Kane, Hutzra Chomar, the Gader the Takana Shaksu, which the Chachamim says that you have to work 1, 2, 3 days. The Lo Kane, my Paracha Gamar, what's the Gemara asking? Bahabai Shaktu. Halloween Shaktu Zay, like the Torah. If the Torah would have been right, that Shaktu is just Shahut, Kideshi, Drach, Besuda, that some time in order that you can work Besuda, you came. Lo avistira, it would not be a problem. The Gemara said that nowadays each and he says b'chol yom. Al behechrech that shoktu is chiyuv the drach kimo yomim, and therefore the Gemara says, how can you do it? Get married nowadays b'chol yom. But the Torah has been learned differently. The same exact Gemara, the Torah learns differently. We're back to the Torah. The Torah says what? The Torah. How's the Torah going to learn shoktu? How's the Torah going to read that exact same Gemara? The Torah says, "Bisman Azed Al Gimel." In the Takanas Ezra Noam, Beisdin is sitting b'chol yom, and therefore the Torah had said there is a set time. Remember that? There is a set time. The Rabbi said you still have to get married on Wednesday, but then the Gemara says what? What? How can Ishanisis b'chol yom? What does the Gemara answer? Because the Shok, yeah, Shoktu Tark. How does he learn this Gemara now? How does he learn the Gemara differently? According, one more time, according to the Rambam, Zman Azeh, Ein Takanas Ezer Nahu, there is no set time, therefore a woman can get, the rabbis institute a set time, therefore a woman can get B'chol Yom, ask the Gemara, how could she get married B'chol Yom? Shoktu. There's a concept of Shoktu. How does the Rambam understand it? 3 days. Answer? Tarach. Okay? They need a Tarach. Now, good. That is all. I'll be in the shop. Gemara says the Torah said, you did, you worked at it. Fine. Comes the Torah. How does the Torah understand this Gemara? Totally different. Can someone tell me how the Torah, this sheet got told? Well, they understand what shop is. Yeah, what do you say? According to the Torah.
According to the Torah, shop is it's not necessarily 3 days. It's talking about Suda Ruya, right?
Just to preparing it properly. So therefore what? Get the stages here.
Therefore you like, why does he say that? So you say Tarfa, right?
Right.
So when he says
you say before Tarfa. So what does the Torah say? Is there a set time? Is the Shaktu because there's a problem of 3 days?
No, it's just
problem. No, what's the problem?
It just has to be prepared.
That's what?
It just has to be prepared.
What do you mean? That's not a problem.
If he did prepare, if he did not prepare, then it would have to be all that same. If he did prepare, it would have to be.
Okay, you're just going all around, but tell me the actual shot like Jack just said. It's a set day! Nowadays, even though Takanas Ezra is not Nahu, you said there's a set time, you repeat. Ask the Gemara, how can it be Isha Misis B'chol Yom? Shoktu. How can it be Isha Misis B'chol Yom? How can it be? There's going to be a set time. What does the Gemara answer? Don't worry about it. What does the Gemara answer? Hobi Enon. Right? Yeah, Takana says, Isha Misis B'chol Yom? How can it be? Hobi Enon Shoktu. Gemara says the Torah leg. Read it inside. Read it inside what he explains, and then we'll explain it outside one more time. On the Lashika Sator, the Bismana said, Nami Iko Kvius Mala Nisuin, Inko Raya, that Takana Shoktu is you have to work actual 3 days. The Olam Nuchalomer, the call Ikar Takana, is what? Shoktu is just that it should be prepared properly. Ulfika Kavus Mala Nisuin Yom Dalit. Despite that, Bafas became part of Hagamar Shakir. Kavan the Kavu Chachamim Hazman the Yom Dalit. Once they said it, how can the Gemara say that nowadays Ishanisis B'chol Yom? The Ishanisis B'chol Yom. The question is, how can that possibly be? Okay? That is the question of the Gemara then. That what? Oh, How could it be Nisei's B'chol Yom if there is a set time according to the Torah? Right? The main thing that tips them off is once you have a set time, it's Nisei's B'chol Yom, how can you say that? So what is the answer? The answer is that the Torah takes care of what? Shaktu. Okay? Torah takes care of Shaktu. And it uproots that set time. Shaktu is good enough to be Nisei's B'chol Yom, just have what we say, to Ra'oi, and it all is kosher in the world. Okay? Between, yeah, that.
What's the concept of Torah? What is Shaktu for Shaktu and it's not 3 days?
Shaktu just means that, and explained that before, it says according to, if you look at it in the first page, he said, the gather of Shaktu is that Chachamim wanted you to make sure that there's a Hachanasu. They make sure that there's a proper Hachanasu. You don't need the actual 3 days.
So I'm saying, how does Torah take care of Shaktu and it's not 3 days? What is it? How does it help uproot this set of hours?
Meaning according, are you saying according to the Rambam again?
Yeah.
Meaning if the Rambam says you actually need 3 days,
yeah, then I don't get help.
So then the question there you're asking, which I was thinking the same thing, was very good, right? Which is why once the Rambam says you need 3 days, comes Torah and said it's good enough. Right? I hope you on Shaktu. Gemara says Tarakhle. The Tarakhle somehow comes and says and uproots the 3 days.
According to the Rambam, then you
according to the Rambam. Then you don't have the 3 days and that's good enough. It's a good question. Good question. Okay? Put that on the side, very good question. But that's how he understands the Gemara. That's how he understands the Gemara. Now the other Shaktu, what was the last thing we saw? A second way. The second way, we had said, also comes to explain Odnir l'tlo plutam l'inan Shaktu b'plutam l'inan kiyuzman in a different way. He comes and explains, we had said Shaktu, we had mentioned before the Marsha's question, why do I need 3 days? This same idea comes and says, why do I need 3 days, the Marsha says? Why do I need 3 days? I should just have 1 day. Why should I have 1 day? Just Sunday. And then by definition, why do I need Shaktu Chacham 3 days? Just do 1 day. Then I can't get married on Monday and have to be on Monday night because time is two. So therefore just wait 1 day, Mr. Berner. And then it's gonna what? It's for sure going to get to Wednesday. Okay, that was the question of the Marsha. He then answers, he gives him a kibbe. People got out of this? No. If you didn't get up to this, I'm going to put this to the side so people don't get confused. I highly recommend that you do it. And I want to do the Pnei Yeshua. Okay? Till now we have that. I still have Jack's question, which is interesting, which is how does the Torah then take care of the Rambam's requirement to have 3 days? Seems to be that it uproots. That uproots normally need 3 days. The Torah claim. That's good enough. I asked you to say the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay? So now there were other Nafkaminas, I'm skipping it because people didn't get to it. So this is going to confuse you and get lost. So now I'm going to back to what we just said about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh. Yesterday, at the beginning of Shir, and previously, we had said there are different reasons. We have the reason of Shaktu, we have the reason of Bracha, we have the reason of Panas Pesulim. And we've asked, if you remember, we learned through Tosfot, we wanted to know how real is the time of Bracha. And what did Tosfot say? What was Tosu Shita? Tosu Shita is maximally, it is?
It's
a Tovah. Are you called an Avaryan for it?
No.
No. Comes to Pnei Yehoshua and says, what? What's going on? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch nowadays, right? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch nowadays, is there any mention of this bracha? That we should, the Chachila, get married on Wednesday to have the bracha of the Dagim or Thursday night? No. He says why? Okay, everyone open up the Pnei Yehoshua, please. Pnei Yehoshua. Here we'll get to Lamaisa, based on what we learned. Umaskina Megamara, based on our Daf Gimel. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Lo Shonu Eli Takanas Ezra Ve'ilach. Abba B'makom Shabbat Yidim Kvoyim B'chol Yom. Isha Nisis B'chol Yom. Tosu says, how can we say Isha Nisis B'chol Yom? How about Bracha? Because of our Tosfos. If it was only for the reason of bracha, we would not have a set time. It's just an Eitz Tova, as we learned in the previous Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua himself says, you know why bracha is not mentioned? Because the point of the Mishnah is now just stop to tell me a day. But it's to tell me as if we have enough days of an omelet, because we're going to see is about the zones. V'yitachin yoter b'ikr dina d'masnisim u'yishmaitin le'inim t'viyus hazman le'inim d'zonos misni. He says, you want to know why it doesn't mention bracha? We had said till now, maybe because it's not a strong reason. But he says, no, because that's not the main point of the Mishnah. The main point of the Mishnah is, let's say you get to the time of marriage, and does the guy, maybe they're quasi-married, or maybe the rabbis gave a knas, and you need to give, the father's got to give to the zonos. But then, because of that, he then says, but really, the le'inyan eats a tova, the kuliyam chashin on the time of the bracha. He says, don't tell me exactly that's what Tosus means, but really there is a bracha. Because when we learned it, the Praita of Bar Kapur Parah and Dafei, it says that the reason is because of bracha. Bahavu Ashkan Mante Pogigala. Nobody argues it. But Kol Shekain says the Pnei Yehoshua, what I explained earlier. What is the Pnei Yehoshua Shita here? That everybody got married, Minach Chachamim Kadum, that everyone used to get married on Thursday. Or Wednesday and be on Thursday in order to have the bracha. Everyone would be on the same day. You're right, Thursday. Everyone would be on Thursday together. And the whole point of the Mishnah was just telling me the shiur of the din for the psula. He says, "Rakosha came to my depreciation, the Mishumachi lo ketani the masnisin time of the amana." They didn't mention the reason of the amana. Mishumti about olam ha'inogim came mishum bracha about the manifa. Ukmoshe kalatafi came near on the hedge of loshan amoracha. Does everyone agree with him? That's how you read the Mordechai? Everyone open up the Mordechai? He says it's beforeish in the Mordechai, like I'm saying. So let's see if you agree with him. I read the Mordechai.
Mordechai
said
the bracha was running better than like.
He's saying that the bracha is chazar.
That's what
Mordechai
says.
That's what he claims that the Mordechai says. I'm asking you if you agree. Read the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? Mordechai is the Mordechai ben Hillel. Rishon from Germany, if I'm not mistaken, 1300s. Look it up on your sheets. I may be off a little bit, and look it up. What does he say? The Mordechai had said, V'tema, amai lo mefarish b'masnisin, taimu de amana, kamoshu mefarish taimu de psula. The Mordechai had asked, why don't you explain the reason of the Mishnah by the Almanah, just like you explained it by the Psula. Yesh Lomar, the Psula time of Doraisa. The reason is Doraisa. Not that the Takana is Doraisa, but the reason has Doraisa ramifications. Aba Almanah, Eina Ela Mishum Birchas Adam, Kidla Kaman, V'luchosh Lefarish. Sounds pretty convincing, huh? How does the Mordechai say? What's the reason for the Almana? The reason of the Almana is because of bracha. Sounds like he's saying that the reason for the Almana is the bracha. And the lochachash lefarish. Now he doesn't explain why lochachash lefarish. So that's where, I mean, the Pnei Yeshua sees, you see that the Mordechai says that the reason for the Almana is because we care about the bracha. Now, what he says, I think what he says, correct me if I'm wrong, because you learned it also, is, so why did he not put it into the Mishnah? Why did he not put it into the Mishnah?
Because we're only talking about the Sula in the Mishnah.
What are you talking about? He said Oman. Sula, he says, Pervi Oman Chamish. Why don't you put it in, that's his whole question, why not put in the Siba for the Oman also? What is his answer? Because what? He says, I only want to mention the Doraisa one. But the Brasha, which is the Rabbanan, maybe, right? That comes back to our whole question of how do we learn the Gemara, whether it's a Takama de Rabbanan or not, right? Lo Chash Lefarish. Meaning, he, how today Yeshua understands it is what? The Brasha is the real reason. It's the real reason. Now, Lo Chash Lefarish, because just in contrast to the Psula, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't see the significance, maybe because just on a lower level, one's the Raisa, the other one's the Rabbana. That's how I think that the Bnei Yeshua learns it. One could say a little bit differently, I don't know. When he says Lo Chash Lefarish, he says it's only because of Bracha. Lo Chash Lefarish means what then? Meaning, because it's only a Bracha, it's like Pasha, not important. Now, obviously, the Bnei Yeshua doesn't learn it that way. Does everyone understand? Meaning, he doesn't explain, he just says that Psula is Doraisa. The Taima is Doraisa. But the Almana is what? The Almana is because of Bracha, the Lo Chash Lefarish. If you didn't see the Bnei Yeshua, would you agree with that's how you read it? I don't think it's Bukhra 100% like the Pnei Yeshua understands. The Pnei Yeshua is saying, look, the only reason why it's not mentioned is because you compare it to the giant, it's not mentioned. Right? The Psul is the giant, it's the rice. But the Amana is Bracha, which is important, but you can't contrast.
When you read one of them, it seems like he's saying that Bracha is still important.
Yeah. And that's how you like the Pnei Yeshua. You like the Bnei Yeshua?
I've always been a fan.
Oh, big fan. But what? I think one could say, is Lomar, the Pesul of the time of Doraisa. Av Almana, Ina El Mishum Brocha. Birchas Adam. The Lo Chash Lefarish. Meaning, why is Lo Chash Lefarish? Because it's only because of Birchas Adam, it's not as important. Meaning, I understand how the Bnei Yeshua.
You're talking about the Birchas is important. You're talking about that Almana is not as important.
No, I'm saying the whole reason why the Almana is getting married in that time is because of the Birchas Adam. I totally understand what the Bnei Yeshua is saying. I just don't think it's as muhach. But then he goes, move on. He goes, we'll go back to the Bnei Yeshua. V'chein levur gamkin lehedja in agos hashri. That he quotes, Bashim, I don't know who that is. The Mishum high time of the Birchas Adam adifam gam psulo. Lo tibayah ha'im el b'shishi. The agos hashri brings down an opinion that because of this bracha so important, the Psula should also only have relations on Shishi because of this Eid of Tov. Because of this Morcha. Because of how he understands Tosfos. He then comes and says, I don't understand the Torah of Shulchan Aruch Halach L'Maaseh. What's his question? Go ahead, Zach. What's his question?
It was this year. It's the Torah and the Naam. They said, no matter what, they're going to be doing this on Wednesday. They're not saying because of the Bracha, we should get married after the Yom Kippur.
He says, he's asking, well, if he said, I don't understand the Torah of Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim. That basically says, as long as you take care of Shaktu, you can get married
any day.
V'alo hayav lehem lefarish, that mechachilu we should be choshesh for the bracha. As he says from Tosfos. When he says, okay, you're not called an avaryan, but at least it's what? It's a good eitz tova. You should mention it. Why is it not mentioned in Halacha L'Maaseh? We should be telling in our chassam classes to say, you know what, it's a good idea to get married on Thursday nowadays, in order that the bia will be Thursday and Friday, and get the best bracha. Why not? So what does he say? What does he say? What's his answer, Mr. Schwartz? You got through this?
We weren't sure.
Ulechora Yanir Ali. He says, that there's so much on the lashon of the rush. I assume everyone did the rush. So let's open up the rush. If you didn't do the rush, Let's look at the rush. He said there's so much on the rush. What did the rush say? This was earlier in the Mamakomos. What does the rush say? Open up to Simon Gimel. What does the rush say? The rush says in Perek Aleph Simon Gimel. Argyoi. Perek Aleph Simon Gimel, not 323, 23:3. Perek Aleph Simon Gimel. What we got? V'tomahar. Third line of the rush. I'm after quoting the Gemara in Daf Gimel. V'amai nisig b'chol yom. Why am I getting married every day? The pesula should be like dalmana. V'tinasi b'chamishi v'tibo avolel shishi. Ho v'demar bo brachlo demarisho. He asked the question. Right? Which is what? Bracha! Why not bracha? The assumption is what? The assumption is that the bracha is strong. The assumption is bracha is strong. Oh, that's the answer. The answer, he says, the Yishlomar, Yishum the bracha l'chuda lo ayu lo ayu b'takin yimei zman kavua. How does he know that? Because of bracha alone, the Chazal did not say you have to get married on this day. How do we know that? From the Gemara that we learned. And that plays in an Aleph. We depart Hashas. The Tinasim Bechem Hashemus. The Gemara, how do you have the Havamina that the Gemara said get married on Sunday? If bracha is such an important reason, it must be that bracha is not such an important reason at all. Furthermore, the Chayin Gabi Almana. The Almana, which we said, Bar Kapara says, we thought it's because of bracha. It's not only because of what? Bracha that Bar Kapara said that the Gemara we said, it's because of Shaktu. Elokid Amin Lekaman, Shaktu Chachamim Al Takanas Pnos Yisrael. She is Samechim all 3 days. And therefore, Ba'aga Shetakim because of Shaktu. So therefore, Avicha the Lo Shayich Shaktu because of an Adam Batel or Yom Tichakal Barav Shabbos. Still Tiknu Shetinazi B'chamishi because of Bracha and Shaktu. She Sameach him on 3 days. And by Psula, we know the whole thing is not Shayich because we know that there's what? Shevesimei Mishteh. Therefore, Bracha alone is not instituted for the Pesula. Comes the Pnei Yoshua, quotes this rush. Maybe the rush is the reason why Halach Lamaisa, nobody mentions Bracha. Go back into the Pnei Yoshua. The Lechoraya nearly, the Samchuazel, Ashna Rosa, Shekos of the Kaman, on the brace of Bar Kapara, which I ask you to remember, that I even nowadays that there is no Takana of. They're not known, the Takara of Ezra. We're based in our, have the ability to be Kavua B'chol Yom. Ishan Yisiz B'chol Yom. Yishun Bracha Lo Kavu Yom Yuchad. Where we know this from? Because it says, V'tinasi Bechav Shabbos. And he also concludes that Almana, if he's an other Vatel, we also Lisa B'chol Yom. You married every time? Mashmuk with this show, no. If an Almana, we said, if the guy doesn't work, the guy can get married to an Amman every day. Mashma Nishono from the Rosh. Lo Nachis Lechalik B'svaras Atosfos. Shechilko Be Time to Eitzah Tova. The Rosh doesn't mention a word of Eitzah Tova. Midalozach HaKal B'chol Dorov Lishnet Eitzah Tova. Val Korchach De B'svaras Atom. A few Eitzah Tova Nami Lako Le'inan Iker Nisun. The whole concept of the Bracha has absolutely nothing to do with what? With getting married that way, but rather, what is it? It's just to help out. It's just to help out, and that's what he says now. If it was just for bracha, bracha is totally secondary and third, and ancillary and not as important. V'akorcha v'sfarato, if he needs a tova, nami leka, leki nikar nisun, elokin demasik karosh, zelashon lehedger, the time of the bracha, ino elosad, it's an assist. But in of itself, doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. Behind the Damasik Nami, he concludes that among the most written clothes of the Brook, the Kavan also, the Hopalavachi, if he's a Bamalachu, I don't need Brook at all. If the guy's working, then you gotta get married on Chamishi, we live on Mashishi because of Shaktu, she's gotta be there for 3 days. Kidamash Bryce Ledger. That says Shimata Omer Tibal Chamishi, tomorrow he's gonna go start running. Okay? And therefore, if I skip ahead, he says, Kol Zed nearly the last. I skipped around 5 lines. Kol Zed nearly borrowed the Kavaras Lashon Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Fize Efsha Shal Zed, some from the tour of the Shulchan Aruch, that they don't mention Bracha at all, even though it's a Tova. However, the Bnei Yoshua's conclusion is what? With all due respect, the Fiat is that because they don't speak, we have Rashi, we have Tosfos, we have the Ran, we have the Mordechai, that all said, the Chachilo we have the time of the Bracha, at least for Eitz Tova. And therefore, why? The Tor, the Shulchan Aruch and the Tor should not have left it that way. Furthermore, he says, the Rif brings down Bar Kapara as for Bracha. So it's the Halacha for Eitz Tova. Furthermore, the Ramah brings down a Minhag of a Siman Bracha. I gave it to you. What did the Ramah say? When should you get married? At the beginning of the month. Why? Because by the end of the month, there is no moon. Up to the 15th of the month, you get to the beginning until you get the full moon. It's a nice Siman Bracha. Asks the Pnei Yoshua, if we go to Yeshua tomorrow, I'll go to Ramosa. She hated the Siman Anam. She now goes to the Lisa Isha of the Tchilat HaChodesh. Ba'ot Shal Levona B'Milua. U'mi Odef Chai Siman Anilso. The Lord Nisgar B'Gmar Klaf. We have a rule that if something's mentioned in the Gemara, it's much stronger. Much stronger. Me time of the bracha, she brace up. The bark of Harva, he will be a dime. And therefore he says, El mikom akom nirali, shekol arotza l'kayin dibre chachamim, yish lo l'chush l'chad chilo. The time of the bracha. The Pnei Yeshua says, Allah Chama Naisi, you should follow this time of bracha. You should not be sneezing at it. V'yanuchlo bracha z'arosho, chodum ali, shekin nalakum, v'kama kilos kodesh. For Minhag Vatikin, in his time in the 1800s, he's saying that I'm going to hug him that way, that they would get married on Thursday. Make sure they get married on Thursday. And have Bia on Thursday night in order to get the bracha. And I gave you the tshuva that sounds so for the tshuva of promotion. Ever open up. Because it comes up halacha maisa. It comes up halacha maisa based on the very important halacha. Now what's the halacha maisa? There is not only about getting married, tchilas chodesh levana, but there's also an idea of having an outdoor wife. There's an idea of getting married underneath the stars. Sounds familiar? It should sound familiar because it's this classic parsha. The idea of going out. Vayotze Abraham achutza, and he says, Ko yezarech. This is how your children should be. So therefore there's a Ramah. The Ramah brings down. Let me share with you over here. The Ramah brings down. Go share over there with him. Thank you. The Ramah brings down. It's Simat Samach Al. And he says, Yesh Omri. Lasot achupatachat ha-shamayim. L'simato. She is Zaram k'kochvei ha-shamayim. And the Pesach Tshuva brings down for the Chassam Sofer a major question, and I brought a few. Should we, nowadays a lot of people have outdoor weddings because they think it's beautiful. They don't know it's actually a Ramah, that it's a nice simon to get Birchas Avraham. So the Chassam Sofer was asked, should you do the chuppah in the shul to get the kedusha of the shul? So he quotes from the Maharami Mitz that says what? That there was, and Ravan Sparker showed me, a great sefer, Shorshim Minhag Ashkenaz. That he basically says, they had two different chuppahs. Till today, I misunderstood this chassam sofer. But there's a chuppah's mine. Chuppah's mine is the name of a place. Right? Mine stands for Magenza, Worms, and Shapir. Spire. Right? Worms, which we, most of us have heard about it, for Tisha B'Av when we talk about the pogroms then. Okay? But in that time, they had different minhagei chuppah. Really amazing. And there, that's what brought them over here. What exactly they did over there. Really fascinating. Really fascinating. So he brings that over there, that it sounds like, if you read the Psalm Sofer, he brings down the Ramah. It's in Chel Gimel Beir Simat Tzadachat. And he brings down the Ramah, Ibn Ezer, the Zel, right, we just said to do the Chopatach, Shmaim Simatov. He quotes this Mara Mimint. The Mara Mimint is a Talmud of the Ma'aril. And he says as follows, Zel Shonim, Kishabayim HaChatan, V'akala L'makum Shirigil Masot HaBrachot, Tzrichim Ma'amid HaKala, they put the Kala to the right of the Chasam. And Yesh Ma'amidim to the west. And you should put there, they should be facing the east. Because they're faced, they should be facing Aron Kodesh. So it's very clear that what? It was being done in a shul. And some people would put the chas and the kala to the north, and they should be facing the south, because then the kala is closer to the Aron Kodesh than the chas. Okay? His point was, Mashmu, he said, they'll do the chuppah in the shul. The problem is, he seems to be contradicting himself. Why? Because earlier on in the tshuva, it says that they would do some specific things to tell you about Hatzlacha, Siman Tov. For example, during the Chuppah, they would have torches. They would have these torches. Why? Because it says about light. Simcha. Many of us know meaning because of, we want to say there's a lot of things that went in because of Matan Torah. But here he's saying that it's just a Siman Tov. They should have a lot of light and happiness in your marriage. It would also be done Tachar HaShemayim, and the stars. They would also throw chita on their hands and say puravu. Okay, Sephardi weddings do that, but this was Ashkenazi weddings. In the vuar, what do we see? They did the chuppahs takas hashamayim. So the Chassam Sofer says it seems to be that the Maharam meets is contradicting himself. So the Chassam Sofer says I looked into the tshuva of the Maharil, and the Maharil explained, they did. The chuppot in two different sections. They would do before shacharis. They would have chuppas mani number one. There would be done outside, and they would do it towards the torches. And then when they would come to the chalitza of the Beis HaKnesses, then they would put together all of the kunasaot, like we have the canopy nowadays. Okay? And they would do the brachos. Okay? So, what is the point of the Chassam Sofer? If you turn the page, okay, we see that what happened. We see that these minhagim is that they follow both. And in the third page over here, Allah Tu'u, Ki kol minhagim alalush ba'ashkenaz, knows tu, al pi rabu tenu bali tosus v'rashi, v'talmidei tosh v'aratzai, v'heim arom, all these minhagim are based on Rishonim. Ki tov ma'o lasot siman tov v'birchatam, Show Zerah Avram, Ko Yeh Zarachan, Bishon Ksiv, last week's Persha. Vayotzeo Tamachutza, She'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poel Dimyano Nevua Zu, Votzia Achutza B'makom HaKochavim, that the Prozor should Bichal Ko Yeh Zarachan. So Kol Shekin, we should do it. And have him do it outside with Tachas Kippah Atala Shamayim. However, he said, you should know, they also did the Sheva Brachos, like Chuppah number 2, in the Makom Kadosh, where they would daven. And therefore, the first part of the chuppah, which they called mine, in Ashkenaz they did it. In Ashkenaz they did it, Tachas HaShemayim. They did both of them. And the chuppah with the brachos, they did in the shul. Therefore, there's no stila. However, he says, he asked that in Ashkenaz nowadays, you're even doing the chuppah, the Sheva Brachos, Tachat, Rakia B'chatzah Beis HaKnesses. So he says, he ends up saying the last couple lines, he ends up saying that this is a Siman Tov, last four lines. He ends up saying that there be Mekayim a Siman Tov Kochavim, and they would daven there also, Yukmilun Tfilah. And what he says is, Vashir lo chafetz bebracha, last three lines. The people that don't want the bracha, v'nirchak mimenu, miskavi lomon midarki mota olam. They're going to learn from the churches. And that's why they get many married in the churches. That's bad news. You shouldn't do that. Bad news. Based on this, and it connects to our sugya, Rav Moshe asked the question. Rav Moshe was asked, that what? Is there an Isser or a Midus Chasidus if I'm a Rav Besarer Kiddushin not to do it in the shul? Because we see when you have what? A Siman Bracha, the Ramah says, where should you be getting married? Outside. Nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many Rabbanim that will not be Besarer Kiddushin because of this Siman Bracha, because it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. They won't marry anybody inside our shul. It's got to be outside. Ramosha disagree. Okay? But one of the reasons that nowadays they don't do it is because it's a simon bracha. What do you mean? Ramosha brings down. What?
You only get married during the summer, I mean.
Israel, though. Israel, most of the time, it's not so bad. First of all, it's not crazy that you say that. Sometimes we have that concept of Pesach, that based on different cultures, you know, different... I suck a lot of that. But look what he says. Rav Moshe says, V'chelkal simen tzara gimel. And you see how it connects straight to our sugya here. He named the Masha be Yiro Usin Achoba B'Beis HaKnesses. V'lo tachas HaShamayim like the minhag of the Ashkenaz. V'chel Moshe Nagu Megomotinu, second paragraph. Im Roshai HaRav to go to the Mesadar Kiddush. V'im lo yeleich, if he doesn't go, they might fire him. Yavsi Parnasato. Pashin Ubarer. He says, even without the chashash of getting fired, not that you're not only allowed to go, you're chayav to go. Ki alav mutal, you have a responsibility to make sure that this kiddushin is being done kiddin Torah. V'chein osin rabbanim gidolim v'gonim gam in New York, shigat min yeshu osin achupa in houses v'ochim l'shon l'sader kiddushin. Also because of kravus and mareus. Ki lasot chupa tachar ha-shamayim, look what he says. Under Takana Shemayim is just the Siman Bracha. There's no Takana Shachamim. There's no Minah because of a Din, or a Chash Isser, or an Inyan Mitzvah. Listen what he says. Or, like a Mitzvah that you're going to be considered an Avaryan. She Yitchashiv over all said, Bosa Chopa Bebayi Avaryana. V'lo adiv, look at his comparison. V'lo adiv bin bracha shetiknu chazal nisa b'ravim. He says it's no greater than the concept of bracha that we've been learning in our sugya. That chazal said to get married on revi in order to have relations on chamishi. U'mefurush rech ksuvus bitosvos. To b'shvil bracha, you're not called an avaryan. It's just an itza tova ba'alma. For sure, things that they have no mekor mechazal, they're just inyan isa tova, you're not called an avaryan. The gamma shekosav siman brocha zeh me'asiman brocha shekosav ramah b'siman samach dalet sif gimel the gamma mechaber shelo lisa elo b'tchilat hachodesh shekiman rov ha'olam are not working, not medakti. There's only yechidim lachin chas v'shalom to be considered an avaryan, v'rashai to go to this chuppah, even without the chashash hefzeh, I l'chsam sofer. Even l'chsam sofer who said that lo amrsham to aser in a shul, only when the kavana is you're doing chukas akom by darti agoyim. But he said that iser is only, he didn't say aser, he said, look, it's obviously not a good idea for people to not want the bracha. Okay? Shaloshon ze eno isur eloshin das chami nochmeh. The gam dom ze mistaber shalokosav ze achsam sofer in his place, because then the reform movement was giving him a lot of problems. They wanted to be okir kolin hagi yisrael the harbei ikari Torah, all the fundamental tenets of Judaism. Mishvil ze rotsu lanhiga some of beit knesset. They wanted to have the weddings in the shuls and to start changing menhagim. Lachin kosav. That's why he wrote a shalokhavet bibracha. But if it's not because of kavanas reforming, then you're okay. Okay, well, Masina Shiur Azel Misha no see. Person gets married to Sofa Chodesh, we don't see it at all. He doesn't chafit bracha. It's still fine. Still a siman bracha. Furthermore, he says back to our sugya. Ba'adar Rav Hare Av siman bracha shetiknu Chazal. Chazal, which we were talking on Wednesday. Lekav is maninu. Vod is manu. He showed me. Shemakpid, Aish and Isis, Bismanin, Bechol Yom, like we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, Babishvil Bracha, Hayolam Ahakbili Sabarabi. And he quotes the Pnei Yoshua, Amad Bezeh, and the Pesukei Tshuva brought him. Look, I'll call part of the Maisa. Im Choshin Av Bracha the Kavu Chazal. He says that even though there's a bracha, we're not choshish that even from the Gemara. The Imkin Choshin came to see money bracha. The Inhiguzman Rabba Chariya Gomi. Because already in the times of Tosus and the Rosh, we didn't have this minhag, etc., etc. So we learn the idea, number one, the importance of definitely minhagim, if it's a takanas hakamim, the importance of minhagim. We'll see that a lot of Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael actually would be able to what? Would be able to make sure you get married underneath the chuppah. But Rav Moshe brought from our Tosus, not like the Pesukei Tshuva, to say, no, even though it's because it's an Eitz HaTov, you should be mocked. But he said, look, people aren't mocked. And therefore, nowadays, you don't have to worry about getting, it's a nice idea, but people are not mocked at all for that Siman Bracha.
Is this why a lot of people still get married offensively? It's just because they're out of the mock?
If they do that, then yes. I don't know a lot of people get married once
that's
once
they make a really like,
you know that? You know people that?
Maybe it should be cheaper. The home might be cheaper then.
What'd you say?
The home might be cheaper then.
Maybe the home is cheaper also. I don't know. I want to...